Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Multiple federal agencies are still conducting investigations to ascertain whether Thursday's cell phone outages stemmed from mere technical glitches or were part of some kind of cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause of the coverage loss that affected thousands of AT&T customers are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. AT&T has reported that three-quarters of its network is operational again. Public satisfaction is declining in more domains than it is improving since President Biden took office. USA's John Schaefer with details.
According to a Gallup poll, since January 2021, satisfaction has notably decreased regarding immigration, the nation's military strength, and energy policies. However, there is a slight increase in satisfaction with the status of black adults and other racial minorities in the country.
Ron DeSantis is traveling across the country rallying support among state legislators for the passage of a constitutional amendment imposing term limits on Congress.
We've seen what's happened up there. It's been really poor performance for decades now. The incentives are not right. We need to change the incentives. Term limits is one way to do it.
He told a crowd in Columbia, South Carolina this week, term limits are supported by most Americans and that it's time to make it a reality. For the first time since 1972, a U.S.-built space lander has touched down on the surface of the moon. Houston-based Intuitive Machines is using its Odysseus spacecraft to collect lunar data in an effort to assist NASA in its next moonshot later this decade. It marks the very first lunar touchdown by a U.S.-built spacecraft since the Apollo 17 mission. Odysseus will spend roughly 1 week collecting data until it loses power. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A black Texas school student has lost his court case hoping to preserve the ability to wear dreadlocks at school. He's been suspended from school for wearing the hairstyle. Recent Texas legislation called the Crown Act was written to prevent the discrimination of people based on their hairstyle. However, a judge in the case ruled in favor of the Barbers Hill School District north of Houston, saying its policy included a restriction on hair length, not hair style.
What kind of message do they send when they tell him that he should conform? Conform to what? To European standards?
Representative Ron Reynolds, who helped write the Crown Act, came to the boy's defense. President Biden says his administration is canceling another $1.2 billion in student loan debt. It should impact roughly 150,000 or so borrowers who have been in repayment for a decade or more and who originally took out $12,000 or less. Biden offering his sympathies to the family of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny, On Thursday in San Francisco, the president convened with Navalny's widow and daughter, just days following his passing in a Russian detention center. Holding Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for Navalny's demise, Biden said he intends to unveil a significant sanctions package Friday aimed at holding Russia to account. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, we're coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. Actually, I'm in Franklin. It was in Nashville yesterday. Where President Trump showed up at the National Religious Broadcasters. A lot of people were curious. The support of Donald Trump is unending. And that's with or without tennis shoes. Kind of teasing people. I just said, yeah, he's going to give out tennis shoes. He'll go full-blown Oprah and start throwing tennis shoes out to everybody. Set the hats aside for just a moment. Liz Pink is with us right now, Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Hey, Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. Just great. I'm jealous of where you are. That sounds fun.
Oh, I got to tell you, Liz, it's good to be around people and just kind of be able to talk and not feel like you got to be on guard, you know? And just being able to say, hey, I got problems with these issues, you know? I got problems with, you know, Biden, just defiantly, ignoring the Constitution and the Supreme Court and giving away money and forgiving student loan debt. He's getting so desperate. He's trying to pull every rabbit out of a hat he can because polling numbers are awful. And then there's a new poll. Again, these polls are just driving you nuts because this new poll says that Biden is beating Joe Biden by 4 points. And you're going, okay, what medication are you on to come up with that number?
Wait, Trump is beating Biden or other way around?
The other way around, Liz.
Okay, you said Biden's beating Biden. I was confused.
I'm sorry.
Look, it's all over the place. I think there are two important things. One is Joe Biden is not doing well. Obviously, it doesn't take much imagination or even reading the news to see that. Right. And when you have the vast majority of polls, particularly in swing states, showing that Trump is winning, that's pretty conclusive and quite, I won't say surprising, but it's a real heads up to Democrats, obviously, because in 2020, there was never a poll showing that Donald Trump was ahead. So it's a real turnaround. And of course, that is driving this frantic activity, including just what you're talking about, canceling all these student loans, which is illegal. And it doesn't matter to Joe Biden. He's going to go ahead and do it. Why? Because with young voters, he is in big, big trouble. And the trouble starts with Israel. A lot of young progressives don't like that. And they also think that he has not held true to his promises to combat climate change. That's another issue where young voters are particularly difficult right now for Joe Biden. So it's all about that. It's all about voting. And, you know, I think it's kind of a disgrace. I mean, there is nothing. I literally think there is absolutely nothing that Democrats won't stoop to win in November. I can't think of anything, you know, whether it's misinformation, lying about Donald Trump, trying to put him in jail. I mean, let's not normalize that. Let's remember the Democrats are basically trying to put their main political opponent in jail.
What, exactly.
Where in American history has that ever happened before?
Yeah. Put him in jail and bankrupt him totally. I mean, you hear Letitia James. Oh, yeah. You know, they're fast tracking this deal. They, you know, they got the judgment. They're fast tracking and they're ready to exercise, you know, the judgment and, you know, just start selling off property within, you know, after 30 days here. I mean, this is what happened to due process? I mean, this thing is so out of control. And, you know, and they're packaging the whole thing, right? You got this, what amounts to just in the latest decision about $400 million, and then they want to, you know, package in the E. Jean Carroll thing as well.
Yeah, it's so offensive that even people who don't like Donald Trump are offended by it and upset about it, and in the sense that, you know, as Kevin O'Leary said the other day, it isn't just Donald Trump. You do begin to sort of think, well, if you're a right-wing fund manager in New York, and there are some of those, and you get on the wrong side of the administration, I don't know what protections there are.
You and I talked about it last week, Liz. I mean, you know, don't even stand, you know, near the border of New York. These businesses are going to exit stage left. I mean, you know, the threat to them. And then, of course, you got Hochul going, oh, no, you're going to be okay. We're just, you know, going after Donald. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was just Donald Trump. Well, so what does that say about their prosecution of Donald Trump? That it's entirely political. Is there anyone in the country who doesn't? I mean, look, that ship has sailed. We know it is a political tactic. What is so upsetting to me, because I love our country and I like to believe in our institutions, where is the media outcry? Where are the moderate voices amongst the Democratic Party members saying, no, this is not how we should try to win an election? I haven't heard one.
No, you're exactly right. That is missing in action. Not to mention, look at truckers are coming together and, you know, and making their, you know, their position quite clear. But where's the rest of, you know, I think Wall Street or the rest of, you know, corporate America, you know, coming together and just saying, look, at this isn't about being a Republican or Democrat. This is about our country. This is the foundational principles of our country. If you can't protect property, I mean, this is one of the key issues of what it's all about, right?
I totally agree. And these are trumped up charges, excuse the expression. I think most of these charges that have been brought against President Trump are at best flimsy and at worst just completely absurd. By the way, I think the E. Jean Carroll verdict and damages were preposterous. This woman has no idea. I mean, I got to tell you, a lot of my friends and I have spent a fair amount of time in Bergdorf Goodman changing rooms. There is no possibility that this went down the way she says it did. I just don't believe it. So,
in a public department store like that, that somebody's going to, you know, without yelling and screaming and doing that. I mean, there's just even, you know, in a traditional regard of, you know, history in biblical history, there's, you know, if a woman is raped in a public area or violated in a public area and she doesn't scream, well, then, you know, the rule of law, according to the Bible, is pretty clear that both people are culpable. And so,
he willingly went into this dressing. I mean, it's not like he dragged her into the dressing room by, look, I don't want to get into it because it's too
important. Yeah, that's even to say he was in the dressing room. I mean, what was he doing? Yeah. You know, he was seeing if her shoes fit or something. You know, the matching outfit. I mean, this is, you can't even, I can't even get there mentally.
I know.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm glad
to say that. But I will say this, the other major issue that people were talking about in Nashville, I was, you know, here in Nashville for the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. I mean, it's just huge. And as I said, but the number one concern, it seemed, is are we going to have a free and fair election?
I agree with you. And, you know, that's actually what I'm going to write about for next week, because people are very alarmed about it. And there are a lot of reasons to think it will not be free and fair. And I'll get into that. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, I will. And in fact, I wrote a commentary, and it's just being released right now. I'll touch on these seven top points, and maybe it will help you advance the cause as well.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
When we come back, we've got more from Liz Peek. We're going to talk about free and fair elections. Stay tuned. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Back with you, 19 minutes after top of the hour. We're talking with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Liz, no doubt, I mean, talk about election interference. I mean, you know, the Democrats were like the first to talk about election interference. And you always know what the Democrats are doing. Because they'll tell you just the opposite, right? I mean, they'll tell you they're not doing. They blame the other guy. The thing that they blame the other person is the very thing that they're guilty of.
Yeah, no. It's called projection.
Yes.
Every time they talk about, for example, there's a lot of commentary this morning on Twitter about Claire McCaskill talking about Joe Scarborough's program about how the New York Times, it's outrageous that the New York Times fact-checks Joe Biden. Why? Because Donald Trump lies. Okay, but yeah. As a result, we shouldn't even look at what Joe Biden is saying or hold him to account because Donald Trump is so terrible. By the way, this has become, kind of obviously a plank in the Democrat platform that that Donald Trump is not to be trusted. As a result of that, which they shouldn't be allowed to debate, that Joe Biden should not deign to debate Donald Trump because, oh my gosh, he's going to be lying so much. Remember the debate in 2020 where Joe Biden said, my son never took money out of China.
Exactly.
And I never had anything to do with this, blah, blah, blah. So now that'll be used. You can just count on it as an excuse for why there won't be any presidential debates. And if Joe Biden is the candidate, he will not debate Donald Trump. You can count on that.
Well, exactly. Well, and the thing is how about the laptop? The Hunter Biden laptop.
I know.
And
I
how
know.
That was interfered with. You know, it's like you said, there's no conscience, there's no shame here. They're going to do everything they can. And meanwhile, I mean, as you tweeted about or throughout your ex about the other day, is that they are in the Democrats or the apparatchik is in panic because what are they going to do? I mean, they can fudge with the numbers, they can put their thumb on the scale, but the reality is that is Biden's taking in water here.
Oh, without a doubt, and he doesn't seem to have much. Much interest in stepping aside. I mean, increasing numbers of Democrats are openly saying we need a new candidate. And by the way, I wrote a piece on The Hill yesterday talking about Kamala Harris, because guess what? Kamala Harris is in for the fight. She is not going to go quietly into the night just because somebody thinks that Gretchen Whitmer might be a better candidate. It's interesting to me that Kamala Harris has really upped her game. CNN is posting, kind of favorable articles about her. I think this is either the third or fourth reset of the Kamala Harris vice presidency. But she is very determined that she will be the next Democrat candidate. And boy, do I hope so, because her approval ratings on her job and her favorabilities are actually worse than Joe Biden's. They're worse than any other political leader except for Mitch McConnell. Poor Mitch McConnell.
Well, yeah. How does she go from garnering 3% of the vote to be a serious candidate?
And with all her
unfavorables and everything else, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I don't know.
Well, because Joe Biden had to have a black woman as his running mate, and he elevated her against all logic and common sense, even knowing that it wasn't just that she didn't do well in the primaries. Bill, she was known to be sort of a toxic boss, difficult personality, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't like she wasn't known to people. But, when you came down to the list of how many black women could be viewed as presidential, she was top of the list. So here she is. Mm-hmm. But guess what? She's not viewed as presidential.
Well, see, this is what's happening. You and I have been talking about this. You check boxes, forget about merit, you get mediocrity. I mean, and this is worse than mediocrity, what we're dealing with now. I don't know if you saw this. This is unbelievable to me. The official results of the 2024 Presidential Greatness Project Expert Survey.
Yeah.
The elite's telling you. Did you see the ranking on here?
I did. Donald Trump's the worst. And what? Biden's like the 11th greatest president?
14th. And 14th. He hasn't even finished up his administration.
And he's got the worst approval ratings in history, just about. So how do they? Mm-hmm. Well, look, these are the kinds of people, what's the name of the guy who wrote his inaugural address? John Meacham. I mean, these are the kinds of people who populate groups like that. They are not people like you and me. They're not people of common sense. They're ideologues. And it's sort of a shame, because this is something that you would hope would be a little bit bipartisan. It's not, obviously.
You would think. You see, but this is what energizes Joe Biden. He sees this and goes, look, I'm two steps ahead of Ronald Reagan. I'm in the top 15. Obama moved up. He moved up 9 points. He's in the top 10.
It's just horrible. It's just horrible.
He's ahead of John Kennedy and Madison. I mean, this is bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, again, it's worth something only to the people who wrote it and the very small circle of people who will pay any attention to it. It is not worth much to the guy who's trying to balance his budget and realizes that electricity costs have gone up 28% under Joe Biden and his real wages have gone down. That's the true test of a great president, and he is failing that. So we'll see how the numbers look at the end of Joe Biden's tenure, but he lies about the economy. He lies about everything, and he is fueling the economy and his own presidential election with all this wasteful spending. And, you know, guess what? We're going to have a government shutdown probably because, the Congress is going to say enough. We're not going to do this. And that's probably going to be painful, but it's probably the right thing to do.
You know, exactly. No, I agree with you 100%. Liz, you know, when you look back just even in the 3 years of Joe Biden, he needs ADD medication because he's all over the place. I mean, there's not any one thing that you can think that he's really other than opening the border. He's got the border open up. We've got the green energy stuff. But what has he accomplished? There's nothing that you can champion because even with all the green fanaticism and everything that's going on and everything that we've gone through and the amount of money that we've invested in and have taken out of our treasury to support EVs, you know, the market has voted. It doesn't care. It can care less, right?
Well, worse than that, I think you're going to – the reason that Trump is leading Biden in Michigan by as much as 8 points in one recent poll is because the UAW recognizes that this whole EV push could basically torch Detroit automakers. And that's what the strike, the underlying cause of the strike last year was all about EVs and the push to EVs. They went to Biden. They said, you got to roll this back. Well, he just did roll it back. So that's another problem with young voters, because they don't want to see that happen. But right now, BYD, the biggest EV maker in the world, a Chinese company, is looking at manufacturing in Mexico. If they do that, we have a problem because they've already taken big market share in Europe. They're going to take big market share here. We can't put tariffs on cars made in Mexico because of NAFTA. So Joe Biden, he is in a real bind, which is why they just moved the EV timetable out several years, because the auto workers were about to do a major faceplant for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything, and this is the months ahead here, we see a lot of manipulation because it's all about November, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And again, when you set yourself up with a kitty, which they have, of hundreds of billions of dollars, basically in the hands of the White House apparatchik, you're in good faith, and that's what they're counting on.
And meanwhile, Ukraine continues, Israel, Hamas, it's just so frustrating, you know, with all this going on, billions of dollars, $80 billion to Ukraine and Israel, we send them chump change by comparison.
Yeah, but you know, you said it right. They're going to stop at nothing. Everyone has to be on guard. Everyone has to be thinking of how we stop the steal. And I think it's incredibly important.
Exactly. She's a Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Liz Peek has been our guest. Thank you, Liz. Take care.
You too, Bill. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
My name is DeMar Hamlin.
I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News Update. For the first time since 1972, a U.S.-built space lander's touchdown on the surface of the moon. Houston-based Intuitive Machines will use its Odysseus spacecraft to collect lunar data in an effort to assist NASA in its next moonshot later this decade. Odysseus will spend about 1 week collecting data until it loses power. The bidding war for a rare 14-karat gold Lego piece found at a Pennsylvania Goodwill is over. The piece called the Bionicle Golden Kanohaihao Mask sold for $18,101. It was originally posted on shopgoodwill.com for $14.95. The Lego piece was found by workers at the warehouse in Dubois and is believed to be the only one of 30 that exist. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Great, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, always good to be connected with you. I wanted to talk about something we touched on last week, and that is that all the responsibility and the accountability of the worst economy we've ever had, the pain and suffering that everyday Americans are enduring because of this failed administration, I dare say it is more than the administration. It is the entire Democratic Party. So I'm titling this conversation as Pin the Tail on That Donkey, because and the difference is, you know, in the parlor games of pinning the tail, you're blindfolded. The voter is not blindfolded. The blindfold is off. The masks are off. So let's just, this is going to be, in my humble opinion, the easiest election that voters have ever participated in.
Yeah, I think it will be a very easy choice for people. And as you say, there's no blinder on. All you need to do is open your eyes and wake up in the morning and look around. As you say, all the problems that are plaguing the country right now are not just, Joe Biden going off on his own rogue self and violating the principles of the Democrat Party and carrying on his, his own private, shall we say, jihad against America. These are the policies that the Democrat Party embraces. You know, you start with the massive spending, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the stimulus measures that passed the Congress after he got in as president. Those were, not just things he cooked up himself. These are things that were voted on and sent to him for his signature. Some of the stuff he did by executive order in terms of restricting energy production, all that, but that was done with the cheers and high fives of Democrats on Capitol Hill and elsewhere. You look at the total catastrophe on the southern border. And this is something that early on people in the Democratic Party thought was just terrific, sanctuary cities and let these people in. They just want better lives. And you're getting some pushback now, finally, from some mayors and Democrat mayors and governors who've seen that, the sanctuary thing is cute until you're totally overwhelmed. And
then you have to pay for it, right?
Yeah, somebody's got to pay for it.
Right.
But still, you never hear Mayor Adams in New York City, where I am, or Governor Moore Healey in Massachusetts, or Mayor Brandon Johnson in Chicago. None of them ever says, Mr. President, you need to close the border. Shut the border down. You need to close this spigot of humanity. All they say is, send us more money. Please send us money. Send us money so you can take care of these people. So they don't see this as a problem other than not spending enough money. And when they just get more money from D.C. to spend on these people, everything will be terrific. And the crime situation, I mean, you've got an explosion in carjacking and violent crimes and assaults on police officers and so on. And this is done with the cheers and huzzas of prosecutors or so-called prosecutors in the country across the coast to coast, often funded by George Soros in their view as well. You know, these aren't really criminals.
And too often in these blue states, DeRoy, this is what goes back to. See, the Democrats own these policies. This is at their doorstep. There is no way that they can decouple because, as you said, they've cheered it on. Nobody's come and spoke against it. They're just saying, hey, give us more money so that we can keep doing more of what we're currently doing. There's no resolution, no accountability, and, you know, as the Rolling Stones would say, no satisfaction.
Exactly correct. And, you know, I just saw, I believe it's in Massachusetts now, they're saying people, hey, we're overrun with illegal aliens. You know, we're up to our scalps, illegal aliens. Would you people please adopt an illegal alien family and let them move in with you? And apparently some, I guess, you know, Bleeding Heart family up in Massachusetts said, yeah, this is great. We'll volunteer. About an hour later, not a day or two later, to let people get, you know, sheets and pillowcases and, you know, sleeping bags. 1 hour later, this illegal alien family is dropped off at their front doorstep. They go, here you go. Here's your new illegal alien family. And four people move in suddenly. I hope they're not MS-13 members or anything horrified like that. My question is, in a place like Boston, in a place like San Francisco, maybe even a place like New York City, we have a lot of radical people in the city councils and, you know, city hall and all that. Are they going to say to people, look, you know, if you have a you know, vacation home, and it's empty, you know, we're going to requisition it. You've got to put illegal aliens in there. Or, you know, a lot of these office buildings, you've got empty office space, you know, put in some cots and some, you know, heaters and sleeping bags. And we demand you put people in there as, you know, illegal alien housing. I would not be at all surprised if...
Well, in D.C., DeRoy, you've got... Yeah, in D.C., I'm sorry. In D.C., you've got all these government offices. People aren't coming to work. You know, they're going, you know, they say, hey, no, you need to come to work. No, being home in my pajamas and getting paid government money. No, given the
like
choice.
Yeah.
No, homie don't like
that. I don't feel like coming to work. Yeah, of course, they'll get fired. Like, okay, whatever, stay home.
Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, maybe we should use some of that empty office space in D.C., you know, fill the IRS headquarters or the Department of Justice with illegal aliens, you know. Put that empty office space to some good use.
Yeah, see, all these brilliant ideas, ladies and gentlemen, that come from DeRoy Murdoch right here on the Bill Martinez Show. And the thing is, so often, you know, this is why we also have to couch our ideas sometimes, because, you know, the left picked, you know, they don't realize satire and they don't get it that we're kind of joking. And then they pick up on it and go, hey, well, you know, DeRoy Murdoch said that, so it must be so, you know.
That's right. Yeah. It's his idea. So run with it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, conservative analysis, filled government office buildings with illegal aliens. Yeah, but, you know, these people are coming across at the rate of, what is it at this point now, about 8.8 million across the border since Joe Biden got in. And we hope they're nice people, but we've already got, under Donald J. Trump, we had 11 people on the terrorist watch list who were caught at the border. Under Joe Biden so far, the number is 308. That's up about 2,700%. It's just amazing. And let's hope those people come here and say, hey, this is a pretty nice place. I don't feel like blowing it up anymore. So cross your fingers, everybody.
Yeah, that's the well-known terrorist. But basically what has happened is because the other 99% of these migrants that have come across have been captured by the cartel, they are would-be Manchurian candidates that are beholden to these gangs and these cartels that want them to promote, you know, their businesses. I mean, after all, last year, I think, what was it, something like $13 billion in human sex trafficking. That's just in human sex trafficking. And they go, oh, Joe Biden been bitty, bitty good to the cartels. You know that?
Yeah. Well, you use the term sex trafficking, and if I could encourage you and everyone else who talks about this, it's not sex trafficking. That sounds like a travel agency. It's sex slavery. These are sex slaves.
Yes.
Let's be clear about this. These are not people told, hey, let's go to dinner and I'd love for you to stay over tonight and you'll get a brunch in the morning. No, it's okay. You're going to stay there. Somebody's going to come over and have sex with you. You will enjoy it. You will not complain. And an hour later, somebody else is going to come in and have sex with you. And if you try to leave, we'll shoot you. And by the way, when you're sick and tired of this, we're probably not going to let you go because you're going to squeal to the police. So we're probably going to shoot you and put you in a shallow grave. These are sex slaves, S-L-A-V-E-S, slaves. We have slavery in this country. And the response of the Democrat Party, which cannot stop talking about slavery in the 1800s and 1700s, is silence on this issue. You have slaves in America in 2024, and they want to talk about slavery in 1824 and 1724, not 2024, and I find that appalling and disgusting.
Exactly.
Not terribly surprising.
Well, just like they did in the beginning. I mean, they championed slavery. I mean, don't forget history. They championed slavery in this country to begin with, and they're real good at it. So now they're reproducing it again, and of course, then they'll reproduce a lie that said it wasn't them, it was the Republicans that did this, right?
Yeah, well, it was Donald J. Trump's idea to have international sex slaves trapped in this country performing sexual services against their will. That was all Trump. Trump came up with that, probably Trump Tower sometime.
And all the fentanyl on top of it, because we haven't messed up people enough. So let's kill off 100,000 a year of our young citizens to fentanyl. And so that way Mexico can love us and China even love us all the more, because we're co-conspirators in that, in that supply chain.
I heard a very sad story. I was on an airplane flying back to New York a couple days ago, and sat this woman who's a nurse, and she told me she knew somebody whose son was studying for an exam, and he was wanted to be focused, and so he got some black marketing, as you call it, Adderall. And the guy delivered it to his front door. Parents are downstairs watching TV. He goes upstairs, takes the Adderall to focus and do his homework. I think he's a high school kid. He was studying for exams. Parents don't hear anything. They go upstairs, and their little boy's dead. The Adderall that he took to focus and try to be able to do his performance exam was tainted with fentanyl. And this poor young guy, 15, 16, 17 years old, is in a casket now. Okay.
If you're a heroin addict
and you know you're doing heroin, then that's bad. But you know what you're doing. If you're some kid who just thinks, I'm taking some Adderall so I can do well in my...
Got to go to break. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. The story you closed out the last segment with is absolute heartbreak. And this is one of, dare I say, probably hundreds of thousands of stories just like that happening in the naked city around this country of ours, DeRoy.
Yeah, it is. And fentanyl is now the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. And not, you know, a couple hundred or what have you. It's about 70,000. I think it's more people killed than in car accidents and suicides, gun deaths, anything like this. And they're all preventable. And again, it's bad enough if somebody is a drug addict and knows, okay, I'm taking meth or I'm taking heroin or I'm doing coke and I know it's against the law and it's bad stuff, but I'll take my chance as well. But sad when people OD, but at least they know what they're doing. With fentanyl, you've got people who are, as I said earlier, taking some Adderall because they want to be able to focus on their exams, or maybe somebody's got an injured shoulder and takes something, you know, he thinks is Voltaren or some painkiller, and they're taking it innocently, not thinking anything unusual is going to happen. And it's black market, it's laced with fentanyl, and then these people die. They are dead, and they're in caskets. And their parents and relatives take them and, you know, do funerals and bury them in the ground. I mean, this is serious, literally deadly stuff. And there's no sense of urgency on the part of the Democrats, no sense of concern. It's like, whatever. And we're not talking 500 people. We're talking 70,000 per year, which is at this point probably under Biden over 3 years, maybe 200,000 people dead from fentanyl. And this is all coming across the border, and there's no sense of urgency, concern. They couldn't care less. And even in this border bill that you saw come out of the Senate, I think the number was something like 5,000, up to 5,000 per day.
Yeah, up to 5,000 per day.
Across the border.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
That's 1.8 million people before the border can be closed at once. I mean, if we get beyond 5,000 a day, the idea is that Joe Biden will close the border at once. Well, if you can close the border at once, like by flipping a light switch, at 5,000, how about shutting it down at 5? Once 5 people cross the border, you shut it down. Okay.
Right.
If that switch exists, why not just trigger it now? Why wait till 5,000? Why not trigger it after, you know, 100 people? I find this either he can turn that switch and shut the border down, and he's not doing so, or he claims that he can do so and he can't, in which case he's lying. Either one is a very discomforting possibility.
Well, what happened with the Democrats back in the 80s when they said, look, we're going to secure the border? You know, Mr. President, Reagan, just, you know, amnesty these, you know, we're only talking 3 million. Let's just amnesty them. We'll call it a day. We will never come back to the trough again. End of story. We're going to secure the border. What happened to that promise?
It didn't work out, did it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
No, it's the usual thing, you know, and unfortunately, I'm a big admirer of Ronald Reagan, but he had the same situation. He said, well, okay, you know, we'll spend some money now, and we'll do the budget cuts later. So Reagan went along with some tax increase and other stuff, and the budget cuts never came. It's always, you know, the Democrats, right. we always, our side sacrifices something right now, the other side promises something down the road, and it doesn't show up.
It's Lucy in the football. It's Lucy in the football. It just keeps on going. Exactly.
You got it. The GOP falls for this gag over and over and over. We got to stop doing it. If you want anything out of the Democrats, they need to deliver it right now, period, with receipts and signatures and notarization. Anything less than that isn't going to work.
Yeah,
and,
probably in blood. I want a blood, promise.
Yeah,
just saying.
Blood, you got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, DeRoy,
as far as the border goes, you know, you need to build the thing, see it constructed. And any kind of money or any, like, if we're giving money for Ukraine, it should be doled out not one big chunk at once. It should be, you know, once a month. First of the month, we certify, okay, the wall's still standing. People are not coming across the border. You're keeping under the deal. Okay, we will authorize 1 month's worth of payment to Ukraine. Not just, here's all the money now. They run off with it. And then the Democrats renege on the border conditions.
Speaking of Ukraine money, there's so much money out there that's left unaccountable. They have no idea where it's at. But, you know, DeRoy, you have to understand, it's a lot of money. You know, this is a big operation. You can't expect us to have any kind of fiduciary accountability on this stuff, really?
There was actually a vote, I believe it was in the Senate. And the idea was that an amendment, I think, said basically we want to have an accounting of all this money going to Ukraine. We want to verify this money is being used for weapons and training and military purposes and all that. And Democrats voted no. They said, we don't want to know where the money's going. We don't want receipts. We don't want anything verified. We don't want an audit. Just send the money over there.
It's kind of like Fannie Willis, right? She didn't want receipts. I don't need no stinking receipts, right?
Who needs receipts, right? Yeah, just reimburse her boyfriend for all this travel they did in cash. He says, oh, I don't have any receipts either. I mean, this is the woman who's going after Donald J. Trump for having you know, questionable business practices when she's allegedly reimbursing somebody for travel with cash and has no receipts.
The poster child herself for lack of business ethics and practices and financial responsibilities. Unbelievable. You know, DeRoy, I want to go back to something you said earlier, because this is something I believe that's been missing, you know, from the conversation in the, whether it's the media or the marketplace in general, and that is the attack on young people. Fentanyl, clearly, that's loud and clear. But I believe that what happened during COVID, I was just watching this interview with Harriet Sargent out of the UK, and they did a deep study on the impact of COVID on the young kids and what missing a year of school has done to these kids. It is unbelievable. And I got to think these numbers probably correspond to her numbers here in America. She said that they call them ghost children. Okay, they've lost these kids. They have no idea where they're at. That back pre-COVID, you had roughly about 60,000 kids that were delinquent. That number post-COVID has now grown to 140,000 kids that are just kind of missing in action. And what's happened is here they are, they're lost. They're falling way behind, and even when they're brought back into the classroom, because they're out in the street, okay, they're even further away from education, they come back into the classroom, and they look like idiots, and they're embarrassed, and guess what? They don't want to participate, so they go back on the streets. Now, these are your would-be criminals down the road, right? Because most of these kids, they're finding out a good percentage of these kids who are delinquent end up, I think they said 90% of the young offenders who were originally truant, they are ending up in jail.
Wow. Yeah, the whole Zoom school experience turned out to be a complete catastrophe. I believe we saw a decrease in national reading scores take us back to where we were 30 years ago. So whatever progress we've made going back to 1993, 94 or so, has been erased. We now have reading scores that are back at the 1992, 93 level, which is completely backslid that many years. I mean, it's an absolute catastrophe.
You can only blame the education system so much. I mean, this is a This is a national crisis that we as a nation have underestimated the value of our children. It's the future of our country. You can't, you know, we know education is key. And we've allowed these teachers unions to hijack and to do what they did to these kids at great damage. And who's going to pay the price? They're not going to pay the price. They're still going to get their, you know, pension and welfare. They're going to get their retirement checks. Meanwhile, they've abandoned millions of kids in our country that are going to be disabled going into their future. I mean, this is tragic, DeRoy.
Yeah, it is tragic. And, you know, if we're lucky, these kids will just be, you know, a couple years behind. Maybe they'll catch up down the road, but that's hard to do. But as you say, there's some people who just drift off. The isolation they had to feel. And when you're a teenager, you would like to be around your friends. Sadly, they're number of kids, I think, of thousands, maybe it's hundreds, who felt so isolated and alienated, they killed themselves. They had
exactly.
suicide. They just couldn't handle not being around their friends. I saw a very sad story of some father who was in tears because his young son, who was probably about 14, 15, I think he played football maybe, and very outgoing and good-looking social guy, and he just couldn't handle being away from his friends. He just killed himself. He's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we really, really blew up the Zim school and isolating these kids, not letting them be with their cohorts, be with their peers, study, socialize, et cetera. And this, in some cases, gets permanent damage. And in other cases, it may take people a while to catch up, but it's going
exactly.
to keep us set back at least a couple of years.
And what concerns me for future future pandemics, DeRoy, I mean, if we don't learn from this one, what are we going to pass on to the next year? I mean, we've had such a ill effect on this generation coming up. I mean, what are future generations going to look at if we reproduce this kind of, you know, I believe the data is empirical. It's right before our eyes. Get the Dr. Fauci's and all these other people that have a prejudiced mindset about how this whole pandemic was handled. And let's do a legitimate deep dive and research on this to where we can come away with something of value to say this can never happen again to the innocence of our country.
Well, I think it's even more terrifying than that, which is I from time to time hear stories about I guess Fauci or I guess whoever's replaced him authorizing and even subsidizing with our tax dollars more research on bat viruses. Why on earth are we doing anything with bats, for God's sake? I mean, those petri dishes full of disease ought to be thrown in furnaces and burned. And I think maybe some of this money's even going to the Wuhan virus laboratory to do even more as a gain of function, I think is the term, gain of function research. I mean, why on earth are we doing this? You know, maybe we should spend some time trying to figure out how to cure the common cold rather than, you know, cook up brand new diseases and God forbid another one gets out, escapes from laboratory and we go through, you know, COVID-24, COVID-25 or some other international
iteration of it.
Health
catastrophe. Exactly. No, I'm with you. We got to leave it there. DeRoy Murdoch's been our guest, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thanks, DeRoy. Take care.
All right, Bill. You bet. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.